It happened so fast. One second you're driving back to Brook Lane, so successful. The power back on, and then the next, gunfire, explosions. You crash. The bus tumbles one, two, three times before coming to a stop on a set of subway tracks underneath Brook Lane. You pass out to the sound of gunfire. Unsure of how long you've been unconscious for, you're awoken by a radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm good, I got it. Okay.
Okay, go.
All right. Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. Hello there, people listening to the show. It is me, the human man. This is a normal show. Don't worry about it.
More professional.
I have news.
Scarier. Bigger. Scarier.
Did you know danger is on the rise?
Louder.
Will you let me do this? I've got this. Please let me do this. Yes, I understand. I understand. It's fine. Okay.
Why are you angry?
I'm angry because let me do this. Stop this. Let me do this. Get out. Let me do this. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. Power has stabilized in Brook Lane, even with the King's Tourney siphoning power. The King's Tourney was considered a failure when Brook Lane was attacked by raiders. The King said they did not complete their quest. They were assigned because the lights, the raiders' damage was minimized. If anyone finds these raiders, Morgana of Brook Lane is offering a reward for their capture or for their death. In related news, if you are a scared, wealthy human and you want safety, come to the Upper East Side of Mahat. We have food and nice houses, and we have big walls to keep you safe. If you want to be safe, make sure to stand in the open, unarmed, and loudly announce your presence, and then we will come get you. Thank you, all of you, and remember to go to the Upper East Side for safety, please. Oh, this is a song, Stick Around, Max Hickston, and it's here somewhere. Okay, thank you.
Please, oh, please, won't you stick around? I don't want to say goodbye when the sun goes down. I want to keep you close, want to hold you tight. I don't ever want to stick around.
As the radio echoes down the subway tunnels, you all remember where you are. Crash, you lay in your bus. Forced down into the tunnels by a group of raiders. The entrance collapsed behind you. Your trusty bus is somehow still standing, just looking a little worse for wear. The headlights of the bus end at the sharp darkness ahead that seems to absorb everything around it. It seems the only way out is through. Crash, what would you like to do?
I press my gas pedal a little bit. You're right back there, guys.
Yes, Mr. Pants Cooper. Thank you for asking. Are you all right?
Ask later. And I open the door to my bus. Does the handle still work?
It's a little stiff. It does eventually come
up. Yeah, I comically stand up, put my feet on both sides of the lever, as if I've done this before.
As soon as you put some real weight into it, the door opens.
All right, we're at your stop. The next stop will be... Fuck. And I get off, I start walking off the bus.
Oh, well, let's have a look there. There's nothing too bad wrong with this, I'm sure. And Mrs. Trimbley will sort of hover out the door and go to... Is there a hood to this bus?
Yeah, it's like partially exposed. It's got like an old American muscle hood, so it's got a little like exhaust vent on the front, but it pops open. I notice you're going to the hood, so I go around and I press a big button that says "My Heart and Soul," and I smack it, and the hood pops open.
Oh, well, that's very clever. Let's have a look inside. I'm sure it's just fine. Maybe a leaf got in.
Yeah. I think a couple of leaves might have gotten in, Trimbley. I grab my little toolkit from by the driver's seat and I come around with you. You don't gotta worry too much about the bus. We just almost died a little bit, Mrs. Trimbley.
Oh, silly, so dramatic. We were just fine. We had all our wits about us, didn't we?
I turn around and I look at Philly and Bix. We had our wits about us?
Always.
Yeah, Bix is in the crash, accidentally knocked out like two or three rows of chairs, just like with her own body mass, and looks up and goes, "What?"
See?
You know what? You're right, Mrs. Trimley. I'm feeling full of wit, and I go and take a look at the engine block with you.
As you both go around, Mrs. Trimley, are on talking about, well, we're all fine, we had our wits about us. Your optical eye spots a pile of rocks, crushed a irradiated pigeon, and then right next to this pile of rocks and this crushed pigeon is another pigeon.
Oh, there you are! And Mrs. Trimbley will go over and sort of bury the other pigeon in more rocks real quick, and then pretend not to look at it. Pick the other new pigeon up. Say, "We've missed you so bad. I was so worried about you. Don't go wandering off. We are traveling. You need to stick together with your friends."
"How's your ward, Mrs. Trimbley?"
"Oh, he's fine. Just a little rambunctious trying to skitter off and find friends and have his own adventures. Well, you're much too young for that, young man."
"I understand. I love having adventures. You're safe with us, little guy."
To anyone who is looking, this is so vastly a different bird that it is it is wild. It is a different color. This one has a full row of human teeth. Squawks like it's trying to say words, but never really quite gets there.
"Oh, little Robin, you've had such a tough day. Why don't you just shh?" And she wraps him up in her little apron and ties that into a little knot and gives it a pat. "You just take a nap."
Is that a new bird?
Same bird. I saw it. It's the same bird, Bix.
Bix was too stupid to catch on first, but is now slowly beginning to. And just... "I'll help with the car."
"Thank you, Bix."
And comes out to the front of the hood.
Can the people who are working on the car give me a repair? Crash the pants, this is your vehicle. You can add an additional d20 to this roll.
I just love to give some kind of assist or help action, because I can't repair shit. Can I do percussive maintenance at the behest of Mrs. Trimbley?
I would also like to help by giving a really solid pep talk.
Yeah, sure. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with it. Bix, how are we trying to help?
I'm standing there, like, muscles, whatever tools are given me, and just, like, hitting things if they're needed to be, like, what's the word, grabbed back into place.
I love it. Give me a strength and a skill that you think fits that.
I think the closest thing that is, it's either like athletics or unarmed.
Yeah, you can give an unarmed, you know? If you'd like.
Okay.
Or you can give an athletics. Either one is fine.
So I knocked down out of my three. Mine is a 9 difficulty, I'm guessing, then, based on my intelligence plus repair. And I rolled a 3 and a 7, so I got 2 under.
Yes.
Out of 3.
So that's 2 successes.
Nice.
That's perfect. And then, depending on Bix and Philly's rolls, you might be getting up to 4 successes on this.
I got a 16, and my total between my charisma and my speech is only a 10. So Philly is prattling on and giving you very, very soft words, but they are not inspiring at all. It's very like, you know, Mr. The Pants, it's important that you see the bright side of things. If we hadn't driven through this hole, you wouldn't have the moment to try and repair this bus now. This is really important, right?
You know what, Philly? And I, out of my tool bag, I pull out a head lamp, and I put it down, and I said, yeah, you do need to see the brighter things in life. And I turn it on, looking directly at her, and I turn back to go into work.
Oh! Oh, that's very bright. I'm gonna go over here.
Thank you for the kind words.
Bix, we got a success?
We got a success, baby.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What is Miss Trimbley doing at this point? Would Miss Trimbley like to help? Would Miss Trimbley like to just scout the area, look around? What would Miss Trimbley like to do?
You know what? There are a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Initially, she was going to try to repair, but I think everybody's got it, so she's going to take a little swing around, see what little old Robin was looking for out here in this little wasteland.
Perfect. You can give me a perception. Let's go survival for just looking around. I think that makes sense to me.
3 successes, 0 complications.
Wild. Massive, actually. Crash, looking at the hood inside the guts of your bus, you can see not a lot of things can take the full weight of an explosion and then a 3-tumble crash. Your bus is going to need fixing pretty soon, but she can definitely drive to get help. You need to do a few very minor adjustments, but she's a sturdy lass. These subway tunnels are pretty big. You can probably drive to a train maintenance pit, and you should probably be able to get out.
All right, my lovely compatriots, back on the bus.
Mrs. Trimbley.
Yes.
As people start funneling in on the bus, you look down the subway tunnel that falls immediately into darkness after the headlights die out. You see 2 eyes looking at the 4 of you, looking at the bus. And then as people start to get on the bus and the engine starts to roar a little, these 2 eyes turn away and are replaced with another set of 2 eyes as they slowly stalk into the distance. A confusing sight, to be sure.
Mrs. Trimbley will get back onto the bus and whenever we should start to drive down, she will look out the window to see if she can get a better look at these eyes.
Hey, Trimbles.
Yes?
You okay up there?
I was just looking for, something interesting. And maybe I found it, but maybe I didn't. I'll have to get a closer look.
You wanna be in the, safety of the bus, or are you feeling like a brave little toaster?
Oh, well, I haven't toasted anything in quite some time, but it's kind of you to say.
You toasted the absolute dog shit out of those ghouls.
Oh, so. Go on. And she'll hover back onto the bus.
Are we gonna drive on the train tracks?
Oh, that's so exciting.
The wheels are just wide enough to go around them. Am I right?
Yes. The voice of God says yes.
I lift my leg up again confidently and ridiculously and kick the Kickstarter and it whirs to life. I flick the Hawaiian doll on the windshield. It starts bobbing back and forth. God. Mm-hmm. And I start rolling forward. I'm not going too fast, just in case.
I've never been on a train before. Do you need a permit for that? Is there a separate fare?
You know what? This one's on the house.
Oh, this is lovely. I'm going to jot this down. She takes out her map.
I'm going to tell you, if there is, if there's somebody checking verification that they can drive a train right now, you can fucking shoot me. I would be surprised. And I, where'd you see the eyes, Mrs. Trimbley? Well, what did you see up there, Miss Trimbley?
Well, as we start to roll, she's going to look out the window and say, well, there were some friendly-looking eyes. They were looking out, gazing longingly like they wanted to say hi.
Oh.
But I imagine that they were just too nervous to do so. So they skittered on their way, but I bet if we caught up to them, we could tell them that everything's all right and we are perfectly fine strangers, ready to be friends.
I let the bus roll to a slow stop. I'm going to turn around and look at Bix.
Bix's machete is already just kind of hefted.
How big were those eyes, Ms. Trimbley?
Oh, they were large and welcoming eyes. The kind that could see you. Really see you.
Okay.
Do we need to go?
Hey, Biggs.
Kill something.
I'm gonna keep driving the bus. But I swear to fucking God, if I see a very large creature, I'm not the hero here, Mrs. Trimbley. What gave you the impression those? How many very large creatures have you met that dole out kindness?
Well, quite some. I mean, in all my days, there have been many creatures. Some who have been very rude, but many who have been just looking for a little bit of friendship or companionship or to steal everything in your house or to, you know, just sort of loiter about. There are many things that people with eyes do.
Ain't that the truth?
I fight most things.
And I'm counting on that, Bix. I start rolling forward again. Oh, man.
I'm just gonna keep my eyes out the windows as we drive.
Bix, Mrs. Trimbley, crash, you're driving. Philly, are you also looking out the window? What's Philly doing as the bus drives down this route?
Every time that Mrs. Trimbley gives a little bit more information about what she saw, I think that, like, Philly is just kind of sketching all of these things, like, big friendly eyes. And, like, on the paper in front of her is, like, this really beautiful-looking creature with, like, long eyelashes and a little smile. And so she's, like, excitedly looking out the window, too, trying to spot this new friend.
Please tell me that Philly drew anime eyes. Just, like,
absolutely. There's little twinkles in them.
Yeah.
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 Mrs. Trimbley said they were sparkling and with friendship. And that's what she's here to do. She's here to, I mean, yes, she has her mission, but also making friends is an important mission too. And she's already made 3, 4 if you count Robin.
Speaking of possible questionable friends, Mrs. Trimbley Biggs, both of you looking out the window, can both of you roll me another perception to see what
you
see?
Just perception?
We will go perception, and then I am... Let's do another survival.
1 success, 0 complications.
We roll 2d20, correct?
You roll 2d20, and you're trying to get under it.
1 success, 0 complications.
At the same time, both of you see a light coming from a side maintenance room as the truck drives up. Crash is not able to see it. Driving the truck, headlights on, is not able to differentiate this very, very small crack of light.
Oh, well, there's some lights on in there. Maybe that's where they went.
Maybe we should explore? See if we can...
Was the crack bus-sized?
Oh.
Door.
Door?
Yeah.
We don't explore things that aren't bus-sized right now, not in the dark. If you'd like to do so, I'll stop the bus.
You have that handy headlamp, right?
Raise a hand. Who wants to explore?
Just in case. You never know who you might meet or be able to befriend. Who you can help.
Well, I'll just say this. Mr. Cooper, it is your bus. I would never presume to tell you what to do with your bus.
That's why I'm taking it to a vote, Queen.
Bye.
I have never been in line for any throne. When do I keep telling you this? I was not born royalty. I was made in a shop.
You never know. Maybe it was King's Automotive. Who fucking... don't ask me. Again, raise your hands. I not gonna call the shots all day, because it scares me. And if I fail and you die, it's my fault. So if I make it a democratic procedure and you guys die, it's less my fault.
Mr. The Pants, you would never let us die. You work so hard.
I'm not allowed to make decisions.
And I respect that. That's why the God damn it. Let's go. Let's go. Listen, guys. I just don't want to die. I'm going to be honest. Laying it on the table here. I don't. And I personally did not expect to fall in a hole tonight. Did not expect to be traversing the lovely subway tunnels under New Mahat, Old Mahat, or anything before Mahat. And I certainly don't want to go into a door I don't know where it leads. That I don't know where it leads.
Vix looks like she's had an idea. This is a novel concept.
Do you think it's those raiders that they were on the talking, the radio?
Are we by the Upper East Side right now? Just to...
No, you're not. You're still pretty much in Brook Lane at the minute.
That's what I thought. I mean, I'm guessing those raiders were in the Upper East Side, so... They could be.
I thought they fucked up Brook Lane.
Oh, wait, that's true. Well, we got fucked up. You know what? I'm feeling adventurous. So, that's one more vote for going into the goddamn door.
Oh! Well, look at that! And here I was ready to go home and go to bed!
And I open the... I again get up, put my feet on either side of the handle, and crank open the door. Sorry to play this game again. Everybody off the bus. I turn my headlamp on and I start walking.
Stick right behind you.
Are you keeping the bus on? Like the engine murmuring, or are you fully shutting it down?
Oh, I'm putting the key somewhere secret. I'm not letting anybody steal my bus while I'm walking away from it. She don't start for anybody but Papa. I didn't like that.
Sure.
Can we act like I didn't say it?
You own that. That's yours now.
It's good.
Crash the Pants Cooper, Bus Papa.
Jack, can we clip that?
Clip that?
Fucking Bus Papa.
The four of you get off. You walk toward the slightly cracked maintenance door. You do hear a shuffle and a scuffling going on behind the door. It seems small. There's no chittering of rad roaches. It seems pretty fine. But there is something behind it.
Mrs. Trimbley will knock with her one of her arms.
Perfect.
Mrs. Trimbley and everyone else. Here's a whine of a dog.
A friend.
Oh, okay.
A little mutt back there.
I know. Could be a bad dog. So why don't we prepare for any outcome, including more friends? Right, Phil?
Yes, that's good. Any outcome, but especially more friends.
Yeah, and I crack open the... I pull out my little laser pistol and I start opening the door.
You see a beautiful, full-furred German Shepherd seeming to have gotten himself stuck beneath a table that is fallen over, maybe due to the same explosion that caused you all to fall down. It's kind of lightly trying to scramble to get out from under this table, but it's seemingly stuck.
Oh no! We'll help you, buddy. Just one moment.
Hey, Bix, I don't think it's gonna bite. I remember distinctly you being built like a brick shit house. Can you,
okay.
Can you move that? Thank you. Thank you.
There's, like, still sword in one hand over on the side, like, clearly a little nervous, and goes to lift
While Bix is lifting the table, Mrs. Trimbley will put a little cupped metal arm out holding some pigeon treats extended towards the dog.
Bix, as you lift, the dog scrambles out. You see it clearer now. It shakes itself. It is a dog. Pretty sure it's a dog. It's a German Shepherd, definitely. But its tail is weird. It's like a cat's tail. Then it wanders over to Mrs. Trimbley's outstretched hand, laps up some birdseed, looks at everyone inquisitively. Bark!
Oh! Oh, goodness!
Oh!
Oh.
Oh, bark.
Woof,
I thought
woof.
You said, wait, is it saying bark?
Bark. It's saying the word bark.
I thought you just weren't committing to the bit. I was like, okay, Robin, you can woof better than that.
You wanted a dog meat and you wanted freaks. So I said, okay, I'm gonna make a weird fucked up dog here.
Indeed. Bark, bark.
Does a little dog dance.
Can you... Oh, all right. Can you sit?
Sits down.
Okay, very good. Can you roll over?
Speak.
Hello.
Hello!
That dog just said hello.
Woof.
Oh, God damn it.
Do dogs not usually do that? Where you're from?
Where all of us are from. I reach for... hello, young man. And I reach up my hand.
Does a very normal dog
shake. Okay. I was worried you'd stand on your hind legs. Had to make sure. Where's your owner?
Circles a bit. Does a little whine. Walks out of the door. And then bark! Down the tunnel.
Just shouting bark.
Oh! Maybe its owner is the thing with the eyes.
If it is, it's our dog now. Because anything that big with that big of eyes. Probably not a great dog owner. Not to.
He looks healthy.
If there's a very. He does.
Shiny coat.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Woof.
So you can say hello, but you can't say yes or no?
Hello?
Fuck.
Philly pours a little bit of water from the canteen at her side into her hand and offers it.
Licks up like a normal dog.
There's a good boy. Do you have a name? Do you have a collar? She gets down and starts to scratch at its scruff around its neck.
As you scratch at the scruff, you feel, as you get to around where the throat is, a small surgical scar that goes up and a full Adam's apple.
Are you also a good boy who is actually a boy?
Bark.
Oh, you're wonderful. Do you want us to name you, or do you have a name?
Woof.
What should we name him, you guys? He's wonderful.
We could go through all the names we know, and then you tell us when...
I'll start. Sanford.
Eric.
Gerald.
His name's Wolf.
Maria.
We're going to be here for a while. Mrs. Trimbley.
Bix looks at Thrash completely straight-faced and goes, dog's really funny.
You know what? That's dog right there. That's dog. Aww.
Wolf.
You ever been on
the dog is funny.
And you know what, Bix? You're going to need to work on your tone so I know what you're actually saying. And I...
I'm sorry, that sounded so much shittier than I thought. I'm sorry.
No, lean in.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you meant the name dog would be funny. I thought it was a capital dog, comma, is funny. Mrs. Trimbley?
Could be.
Yes.
Do you have a randomization feature in any sort of capacity? Can you just pick a name out of a hat for me?
I sure do. Hang on. Let me just scroll through all the names that ever existed. And on, like, scrolling across her eye, where her eye visual normally is, you just start to see a bunch of jumbling letters as they scramble about. And then they all start to disappear off the screen, leaving behind Rambo.
Buck.
Rambo.
It's a very strong name for a strong young man.
All right. Does anybody want a dog?
Yes!
Oh. I think we all have a dog now.
I love to share.
Buck, 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 buck,
buck. Are we... Yeah, there's some implications behind the fact that we all have a dog.
That we're very close friends. This is wonderful. This is more than I ever thought it would be when I left the vault. What a dream.
Buck, buck, buck.
If we're really close friends, you do have to join the church.
Oh. That's... You're very religious then.
You know, this is really awkward, Bix, because I actually also have a rule for me to be friends with me, and that's I don't join your church. That's my rule.
Okay, so then we can't be really close friends.
That's okay.
My rule is no snacks after 9 p.m. And that's a strict one.
That's a good one.
Bach.
Philly ruffles the ears and just, like, looks lovingly at Rambo.
Woof, woof, woof. Pant, pant, pant.
You know what, Bix? I make sure you don't die. You make sure I don't die. And I'll think about converting to your church of weird shit. You ever ride on a bus, Rambo?
Buck!
I'll take that as a yes. Back on Betsy!
As Mrs. Trimbley is getting back on, she, like, opens up her little apron and is like, "Now, young Mr. Robin, I know you've never had a pet before, and we talked about it, but this is a big responsibility. You have to be able to take care of Rambo and feed Rambo, which means I'm going to expect you to be a little more timely with your chores.
Okay.
Very good.
Are those his first words, Mrs. Trimbley?
Oh, heavens no. Young Mr. Robin's been talking for 17 years.
Oh, my goodness. You are very advanced, Robin. I shouldn't even call you a little good boy, because you are almost, well, a man, right, Mrs. Trimbley?
No, heavens no. Why would you say such a thing?
His big old age of 17.
That's not how old he is. That's just how much time has passed since he learned to talk. What are you talking about?
Where I come from, those two things are usually the same, but also I've been around a little bit longer than my age, so I understand there's some complexity there.
Very much so. Young Mr. Robin is still just a wee lad. Barely old enough to get himself fed and dressed in the morning. Don't be so silly. Oh.
Does Robin wear clothes?
This Robin does not have any clothes on. The Robin you saw before had a little bit of a shirt on.
What a beautiful world that I want to live in is that word has spread among the horrible pigeons of this place that there is a robot that if you can get in her, like, realm at some point, you're gonna get,
yeah,
a shirt.
You're gonna get a shirt.
And all the pigeons want that shirt.
Just a bunch of pigeons jersey swapping in the middle of this land.
As everyone is talking and discussing Robin and also speaking to Rambo, the dog, Crash and Bix, probably the two who are most aware of their surroundings, you do hear, I think Crash recognizes the noise more than most people, the shifting of a large piece of metal, probably your bus.
I don't even finish my sentence. I just pull,
yeah, I
pull out
Bix
my gun and I'm bolting
out.
Yeah, I don't even finish my, yeah.
You pull the door open, you run outside. As you both run outside, you see a huge one-story sized Deathclaw next to your truck in front of it, trying to lift it. And then as you come out, it drops it, it bounces the other way. Almost like it's spooked. Deathclaw, for people wondering, this giant horned scaled lizard. They are, everyone would know what they are because it is a feared creature. These are scary, scary beasts.
I haul ass to the bus. Bus time. Come on, come on. Bus time, bus time, bus time. I grab Rambo under the arm. I'm running forward. I'm getting my ass up.
Yeah, I think Bix, like, big eyes and then darts back into the room and literally just, Candace, if you're okay with this, hucks Philly over her shoulder and just runs for the bus.
It seems like an emergency.
Look alive, Trimbly.
Fire comes out of her arm.
Little less alive, Trimbly.
You all, followed by Rambo, bark, 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 run onto the bus. And the bus immediately starts. The bus also understands the severity of this situation. Starts immediately. As you begin to drive, Crash, you come to a fork in the road. You know these tunnels fairly well. You know enough of the map of Mahat as a whole that you can navigate even down here. There are two different ways that you can go. If you go down the left passage, you know for a fact that there is a bus maintenance, not a bus maintenance, sorry, a subway car maintenance post that will lead you down to Mahat, into the heart of the King's territory. To get out yourselves, however, and bring the bus up, you will have to go through a vault, or you could go right, and down the right way, there isn't a bus terminal, but you would get to the Ladies of the Lake territory, Liberty Island.
I'm flipping a coin strictly because I think in this situation where I just saw a Deathclaw, I'm not thinking entirely on. I'll face what comes as long as it's not a Deathclaw.
Fantastic.
One and two is Mahat. All right. So we're going to the Ladies of the Lake out of four.
Going to Ladies of the Lake.
So, I crank the bus to the left and strap in, y'all.
The air gets more humid as you are getting closer toward the ladies' territory. You know that there is no way to get your bus up to higher ground from this angle, so at some point you're going to have to get off and walk. As the air gets thicker, the water also starts rising. forcing you to stop or you will flood the bus. You know you're going the right way.
I'm going to do something that I never thought I'd do. Bessie. Look out for yourself, Queen. I slapped the dash. Let's go, guys. Let's get out of here and I can come back for her later. I take the keys as we're getting off. And everyone know how to swim?
No! I've read about it. Also, I believe we float.
Oh my fucking god.
You can, if you, my back.
Oh, I would love a piggyback.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're built like a fucking brick shithouse. Yeah, that works too. I take the key out. I get everybody off the bus. And I take out a comically cartoonish chain. And I chain the wheel to the door.
You get off the bus. You leave Bessie. This good old girl who's gotten you through so many times. She gives you a feeling of as if two soldiers were about to part ways before one of them holds the line.
I'll see you on the other side, Bessie. And if I don't, I'll see you in the deep bowen hell. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit HeroForge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.
The water gets waist high, and then there is a severe drop off. It is a show of where the water is flooding in. The train tracks almost become non-existent. They go deep, deep down. You see ahead a wall that would have met the path that you're currently on. You know that you're going to have to trudge forward to it and then dive and go under the wall itself. As you begin to walk, everyone do me a survival perception, plebs.
I know something bad is coming for me because I'm rolling too hot.
Oh my god, I got another four successes.
Nice, so, wow.
Hell yeah.
I got a six.
We love to see it. Hell yeah.
Nice.
I'm focusing on swimming. No complications, but no success.
Three successes, no complications.
Philly, what do we get?
One success, zero complications.
Trembly, crash. You hear it before you see it. A murmuring of a voice.
They're going to the ladies. We must stop them.
and then a shifting of flesh.
Let them leave.
A shifting of flesh.
Not before we get our answers.
A deathclaw pounds through the water and arrives at you four. Deathclaws are not good at swimming, but this one is rushing past, pushes the full bus to the side, slamming the bus into the wall. As it turns, you see that this deathclaw on its back, fused, arms matching arms, head matching head, a human man has been fused to the back of this deathclaw. As it shifts its weight, the two fused brains slip into human and deathclaw as it's moving, giving both sentience at different times. We're gonna roll initiative.
Yeah, we are.
That's bad.
Strong dislike.
Crash, Bix, can both of you give me intelligence speech?
Sure. Intelligence speech.
Intelligence speech. Bix is good at that, right? I'm picking skills that you're
good
at.
I'm great at it. The two things I'm good at, being smart, talking.
I got a 6 and an 8. I have pretty good speech.
I also got a 6 and an 8.
Looking at this beast, as it moves toward you, the Deathclaw's hand reaches out and you hear the pop of the arm of the human who is attached to it. Clearly this Deathclaw is reaching too far for his arms to stay in their sockets. As the Deathclaw pulls back, you hear another pop as the arm goes back into the socket. Witnessing this and seeing both of them, you remember a conversation that you had a while ago. Of you were talking to one of the kings on your bus route, and they were talking about a beast that lives in the subway tunnels. A beast that the kings have all started calling the questing beast. A cruel creature in the tunnels that they are all trying to hunt and kill. With a shift of flesh and a,
please no,
and another shift of flesh, this mutated Deathclaw charges toward the four of you. Bix, you go first.
Yeah, okay. Just so I have a clear view of where we are and what's going on, I got Philly on my back. We're swimming?
Philly on your back. You're about to dive into swimming.
And this thing is in front of us or behind us?
This thing is at the bus. It has pushed the bus to the side and is now charging, coming from behind you. So it's a bit of a rush to dive under and get to the other side.
Absolutely. But that is surely what I am doing, because the Bixie is smart in this regard only. Yeah. And this regard is don't fight Deathclaws. So she's diving. Is gonna like look back at Philly and just go, okay, hold on, and then dive.
Beautiful. Give me a, let's call this a strength athletics. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. However, you are going to take a complication, which, sorry, not a complication. This is just a slightly harder roll, which means that you will complicate on a 19-20 rather than the regular just 20.
Okay.
Difficulty 3, which means you need to succeed 3 times. If you would like to add any d20s to your pool by spending action points, you're very welcome to.
Okay, I think I will need to, because I only rolled 2 d20s for...
You only roll 2, so you're going to need to.
Okay, yeah. So I will add... And these are from a pool, correct? We all share these?
They are... This is from a pool that everyone shares. You have started a new quest, so luck and action points have refreshed.
Okay. And luck is to reroll if I fuck something up heartily.
Luck
correct?
Is to reroll okay. If you fuck something up, yeah.
I'll just add 1 for now.
Fantastic. So that's just 1 AP. So everyone minus an action point from the pool of action points that everyone shares.
Come on. Don't whammy. 4 successes.
Oh my god.
Wild.
4 successes. Somehow, I got a 2, a 13, and a 7.
Woo.
Dang.
Wow.
You dive under the water. You hear the roars and the panic from above water as both of you dive under. Bix, you palm the wall, get out to the other side, and you, both of you, feel a almost brick wall feeling of radiation as you breach the other side. Both of you see, blocking the only, seemingly only way out, this subway tunnel half collapsed. The only way out is the maintenance hatch, and the maintenance hatch is blocked by a full unexploded nuclear bomb.
Philly gets out of this situation, I think, like, peels herself off of your back, Bix, and looks at you. That was not a friend. Oh God. And you see her eyes are like huge. One of them is bulging like it's going to pop out of the socket. She is so scared, and she's squeezing you with all the strength in their body. And then their eyes kind of turn and see the bomb, and they turn back to you, and the other eye starts to bulge.
Bix just kind of takes whatever strength Philly is, Bix is matching it exactly, just kind of like takes you by the shoulders and just holds. It's actually kind of impressive because she could definitely like crunch, but it's like exactly measured. And then sees you look over and goes,
yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Crash, it is coming for you. It is going to make a claws attack. It's going to roll 2d20. Makes both. So I am now going to roll 6d6. That is 7 damage to you.
Okay.
As this death claw reaches out, as it makes it over to you, it reaches out and is going to slash up at your body.
Are we currently... We're wading in the water, right?
You're wading through. Mrs. Trimbley is hovering above the water at the minute.
Care for a swim, Mrs. Trimbley?
No!
I'm going to push Mrs. Trimbley under. That kind of motion to Rambo. Pull the robot.
Buck. Rambo is going to grab Mrs. Trimbley. Does Miss Trimbley want Rambo to grab her?
Well, you know, does she want him to? No. Will she go with this? Because it seems very complicated.
Can you swim, Mrs. Trimbley?
I was doing fine out of the water, but this is okay too. Whatever makes you happy.
It's not about what it makes me happy. I don't want you to die, Mrs. Trimbley.
Oh, that's nice.
The whole time I'm currently like loading my energy musket while I'm like do whatever you want, and I turn and I fire one off.
Hell yeah. Hey, give me a roll, gamer.
You know, I wasn't gonna kill this thing anyway. 0 successes and 1 complication.
Fantastic. What is this complication? What are we thinking? I think you shoot a part of the human that is on its back, that this human, as whenever the brain shifts into the human is trying to reason with the beast. And whenever it shifts back, the beast is fully in charge. I think you shoot the human enough so that the human is no longer trying to reason. The human is knocked cold. Actually, you shoot the human full in the face. You blow its head off. However, you do see that it starts to rebuild itself as this death claw is charging. It just cannot reason, and the brain can't go into the human anymore. Other side of the wall. There is an undetonated nuclear bomb crashed through the subway tunnels and is currently blocking what seems to be the only way out, unless you want to go back. Philly.
So, Philly has read a lot of books, and I think that she understands mm-hmm. that Bix vibes with radiation. As a ghoul, how does radiation affect Philly? Is it even that big of a deal for her?
Doesn't affect you even a little bit.
And Bix is kind of star-eyeing that thing right now.
I think she kind of looks at it and starts to settle down, feeling that, like, tight squeeze of Bix's hands on her shoulders. And her breathing starts to even out, and she kind of closes her eyes and takes a moment and steadies herself. Okay, I am not very strong at all. And she holds up, like, a real puny arm. But you are. So maybe we just try to get ahead for when everyone else gets here? Just scooch it on over? Can I inspire you or something? She's gonna walk over to it and put a hand on it. Do you, maybe you can absorb some of this and make it easier to move? I don't know. I don't know what you do. Tell me about you.
The bonds are good, they've said. And that's a big one. And that's me.
Wow.
You see little stars appear in Philly's eyes as she, like, looks up at you.
That is you. Yes.
She's gonna look back at the bomb. Can I roll survival, maybe, to see if I know what to do here?
You can give me a perception survival. You can give me a perception explosives. You can also do an intelligence rather than perception.
Okay.
I actually feel like intelligence might be a little, because you're trying to suss this
very
out
true.
Rather than just straight up looking.
So my intelligence is the same either way. So that is one success, zero complications.
It is almost a straw breaking the camel's back close to fully detonating. The fact that it hasn't so far is truly almost a miracle. You do see there is a crack in a panel on this bomb. Using your intelligence, you could deactivate it, being able to move through, being able to openly, like, wrench the door open and get everyone to climb under. But if this nuke takes almost any pressure, it's going to detonate.
Philly kind of sets her shoulders very strongly and approaches it, and kind of articulates all of that to Bix. So you're gonna watch my back and make sure that I don't fudge this up, so to speak.
Okay, how do I make sure? Should I go get them?
You know what? Yeah, maybe do that. If you come back and I'm just, you know, pieces, gather me up and bring me back to my vault.
If it helps. If it goes off, we'll all be pieces.
That's true. Okay, well, at least I won't be alone.
God. And Bix just nods very matter-of-factly at that.
So yeah, Philly then posts up there and, like, tries to, like, ready herself to grab when everybody gets there.
Fantastic. You're waiting for everyone to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Mrs. Trimbley, a dog is trying to pull you underwater.
Yeah, and well, if that's what it's want to do, I might as well let it. Where is the...
The questing beast?
Yeah.
The questing beast is over Crash the Pants Cooper.
Oh, well, that just won't do.
Looking to swing.
Yeah. The brain is exposed, is it not? Did
the
you not describe
it as...
The brain
is exposed of this thing. It is, yeah.
Okay. Well, if Rambo would cooperate with me on this, Mrs. Trimbley would like to be quite done with this nonsense and flamethrower the brain.
Fantastic. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, gamer. Give me a flamethrower roll.
Yeah, I will. I will do that. Three successes, zero complications.
Massive. Massive.
Get him.
Get his ass. Okay. We are flamethrowering this brain deathclaw. Give me some damage rolls, then.
Oh, right. Yeah, obviously. Okay, that's three damage with one effect.
On all three hits?
Oh, I get to do it. No, I didn't realize that I get to do it for each one. Hang on 1 second. Okay. 3 damage, 1 effect. 3 damage, 2 effect. 3 damage, 1 effect.
That's big damage. You go, speaking of Rambo, you go full Rambo on this thing. Burning the back, this human side of this Deathclaw. The smell of charred, burning human flesh permeates through this part of the subway. It screams. It turns.
I would like to...
To Mrs. Trimbley. Unless Mrs. Trimbley about to do something.
I would like to do something else. I would like to spend an action point. At which point, Mrs. Trimbley will yell out, "It is far past Mr. Young Robin's bedtime!" And she is going to rally everyone with 3 successes, 0 complications.
Fantastic!
To give everybody inspiration.
Oh my god, we actually love to see it. Fantastic. So we do rally. Rally does endurance survival to gain action points. So everyone gains action points back. So if you had any spent action points, you gain them all back.
That's amazing.
Bix, it is you.
Okay. Yeah, I am just gonna dive back underneath this this thing and try to do what I did with Philomena, which is grab and dash whoever I can.
Fantastic.
Who wants a grab?
Who wants to be grabbed? We have Mrs. Trembly. We got Crash the Pants Cooper. Who wants a grab?
You can get me out of it. I just took more than half my health. I'm down to get out of here.
Yeah, I'll come grab you.
I don't even realize it's I'm still squaring off at the Death Claw, and I just feel hands grab me.
Yeah. And I also I do have an ability that allows me to hold my breath twice as long as like anybody else. So it is truly like something from underneath just grabs
Fantastic.
And takes you out of nowhere.
Come on! What are you gonna do, huh? Stupid ass Deathclaw, you're on.
give me that strength athletics roll, Bix.
Still 3 successes that I need for this?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Trimbley. I will be taking another one of these beautiful, sweet action points. I got 2 successes and 1 complication. I would love to get 1 more success.
Fantastic.
If possible.
You spend a luck point, which is your personal resource, to reroll.
Reroll 1d20.
A d20.
Okay.
So you can reroll the complication.
I will roll 1 more d20. And that is a success as well, because that's a 6. Okay, so I do have a complication, but I got 3
Fantastic.
Successes.
Fantastic. Aces. You pull Crash the Pants Cooper under the water. Your overly fast movements have made the questing beast hone in on you. You are on the other side, but I'm going to do a little bit of storytelling mess around where as you're leaving, it's going to take a swing on you.
It's going for my Achilles heel.
It's going for your Achilles heel. It does, unfortunately, roll 3 successes.
Oh.
5, 6, 7... 8. Ouch. That is 8 damage. It missed a decent amount of its 3 hits. As it grabs your leg and tries to pull you back toward it, as it grabs you, you feel the strength of this thing. It might, if you weren't quick enough, it would have fully just snapped your leg you were swimming away.
Yeah.
You dive under the water. Push, Crash the Pants Cooper out to the other side. It is half in the water, half out of the water, grasping down below the... It's like pacing like a... Almost like a dog wondering whether or not it's going to jump in. It clearly is quite uncomfortable with the depth of this water. It has clearly been trapped in these tunnels and hasn't progressed far past this point. As it's wandering around and waiting, Crash the Pants Cooper. It's you. What do you want to do? You come up the water. You see Philly wrenching out a panel of an undetonated nuclear bomb. You understand the scene. As soon as you get up, you have enough smarts to be like, that's a nuke. If anything touches it or goes wrong, that's going to explode. It is also, unfortunately, our only way out unless we want to turn back around.
Hey, what you got there, Philly?
It's going to be okay. You can fix pretty much anything. You're so talented. I mean, just think about Betsy.
We would instantly turn to dust. I can't fix that. But, you know, Philly, that thing really hurt. That big boy back there beat the fucking heavens out of me. So, you
I didn't
know,
want to say anything, but you do look
I
a
am
little...
worse for the wear.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank mm-hmm. you. I'm going to make a...
You can make an intelligence repair if you want. You can make an intelligence repair. You can make an intelligence explosives if you want to try to detonate this thing.
I'm going to go for an intelligence repair.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I was like...
Feels,
yeah, oh. You want to try it? Hey, do we want to just
okay.
end it? Session
okay, guys.
Two.
I got a 1 and a 19. I can use some action points, question mark? Luck
yes.
To, or yeah, action points for more dice.
You can use both. You can use action points for more guys, luck to reroll.
Okay. I'm going to use a luck point to reroll that 19. Another success. So that's 3. That's 3. I turned the 19
Fantastic.
Into a 9.
Fantastic.
And I have exactly a 9 intelligence.
You mostly get there. It needs like two, like just a little maybe pair of extra hands, maybe a little more time with it. It's implying if you get two more successes on it, you do disable the nuke.
You wanna drain some of this fella while it's in front of you, Vix?
Yeah, let me just like pull them herself out of the like fucked up leg out of the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Never mind. You stay there. I'll trust me.
Is there something that I can do to, like, help in this situation other than holding it open?
If you would like, you're very welcome to make a roll to try to disable it yourself. You can have this help be anything. You can, like, spot a thing that needs to be cut. You can try to recall some knowledge to be like, oh, I read a thing about disarming bombs. Cut the red wire.
Okay, I'm going to make another intelligence and survival check then, because
Fantastic.
I think that disarming would have been something that she would have learned before leaving the vault to try and like make sure that she had all her ducks in the
yeah.
row. Oh, 4 successes.
Let's go.
Massive.
I got a 1 and a 2.
Massive. So you point, you just remember what is necessary to disarm this thing. I am going to say, because you're not physically trying to disarm it, the next person that gives it a try is just going to be successful. Is just fully with your help is going to be able to disarm this and get this nuclear level fusion reactor out of this nuclear bomb. An extremely powerful powering device that is being powered for over 200 years at this point. With that, Mrs. Trimbley, we're hovering.
Yeah.
We've got the damn dog's name, Rambo. Bark, 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 bark. Trying to distract this questing beast. What was it you
yeah.
like to do?
But
everyone else is on the other side of the wall.
Everyone else is on the other side.
Everyone else is on the other side.
But the thing's not disabled yet, and the questing beast is still...
It's still here. It's still here, is wondering about jumping into the water, isn't quite doing it, is definitely going to turn its attention back on you soon. Or toward you soon.
Wait... We're just going to keep it simple. She looks over, turns her eye stalk around to see that you are all almost done with what needs to be done to get us out of here. And she's just going to stay the course for another moment and say, "That is quite enough of that, young man." And she will flame throw again at the brain of this thing.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Give me some rolls.
And there it is. I knew that my time was coming. 0 successes, 1 complication.
Fantastic. You can, if you want, you can use luck to try to re-roll some of them.
And I will. I have 1 luck left. I will re-roll. Okay. 0 successes, but 0 complications. And I'll take that.
Okay. As you go to flame throw. You were half dragged underwater by a dog, and it has kind of reacted in your flamer.
Yeah.
So you're just having trouble sparking it at the minute.
That happens to every Mr. Handy.
It's normal. It's so we'll try again tomorrow night.
Had a couple too many WD-40s, huh?
Yeah. Damn it, that's good.
That's good. Bix.
Okay.
Philly is calling out shots on inside of the nuke. If you wanted, you could just spend your action, follow all of Philly's instructions, get this fission core out, able to get the door open. You hear sparks coming from behind the wall. You know Mrs. Trimbley is still in there.
Shit. Do you think she would be able to hear me if I shouted?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Trimbley, do you need help? Can I grab you?
No, thank you.
Well, when a robot tells you they're okay, you gotta take them at their word.
I will help with disarming the nuclear bomb, possibly eating up some of that delicious radiation while I'm doing it, if I can.
You're very welcome to. There's no need for a roll, unless, of course, you want to, for flare reasons, because Philly is calling the shots.
Yep.
All you require is an action to fulfill the things that Philly is asking for. You absorb some radiation whilst you're in there. It feels nice. It feels good.
Yummy.
Healthy, strong. Yum, 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 yum. You disconnect this nuclear fusion reactor. You have it in the palm of your hand. An exceedingly powerful, rare artifact. The nuclear bomb you all know is now perfectly safe. The door is there. It's all you need to get out.
Okay. Now we just need
Mrs. Trimbley.
Yeah.
Could Mrs. Trimbley spend an action point to sprint and have that have been part of her last...
You can absolutely do that. You spend action points to sprint. Are you going to dive underwater?
Yeah.
Fantastic. You're going to need to give me a strength athletics or an argument in either way for anything else to get underneath this wall.
Survival endurance.
Let's do it. Hell yeah. Survival endurance.
Yeah. Four successes, zero complications. We're back, baby.
Let's go crazy. We're so back.
We're back, baby.
We're actually so back. We've never been more back, gang. Diving under the water, the questing beast, you feel, sense its arm reach out to grab you. You hear the pop of the shoulder of this human counterpart. Just your head, your senses go up above the other side of the other side of the wall, just as you begin to hear him scream. His skin is still restitching together from being burnt so badly. His face half blown off by a musket rifle. He screams in pain. He screams pleadingly to have some semblance of intelligence, some humanity right now. You dive, you get to the other side of the wall. Everyone else, you see Mrs. Trimbley pop up, followed briefly by Rambo. Bark, 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 bark. Bounds over to the door. Waiting for someone to open it.
Are we out of initiative?
Yeah, let's say you're out of initiative. The questing beast isn't going to follow you into this room. You've also disabled the nuclear bomb. All you need to do is open up a door. And then you need to force open a door and then slip past this door now.
I've got a big rend in my chest or something, so I'm just going to hobble over to the door. Is there any physical way I could pocket this reactor?
Yep.
I'm going to pocket the reactor. I'm going to put it in a little box. Bessie might need a tune-up, Bix, unless you wanted to suck that thing dry. It's okay. You can have it. I can find another.
You can?
Nope.
Just making you feel better.
Let me think about it.
I'm sure Bessie's fine. Hold on to it. This is your... Yeah, this is... That's basically a Bible to you, so... That's all right.
It's
Let's
like,
get out of
Vix
here.
Vix is like... To the most that you have ever seen an expression, like, touched and extremely confused as to why someone would do such a selfless action.
Be careful with that thing. I know you're very strong. If you crush it, you might explode.
Yeah. They've tried that before, so...
Wouldn't recommend. How you doing, Mrs. Trimbley? Sorry for wetting your whistle.
Well, that's all right. I suppose it needed to happen. And Mrs. Trimbley is just very flustered. And you said, Robin, that I could tell that this beast was calling out for some semblance of like sentience or intelligence or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that thing a person, an animal, or a machine? Or none of the above?
It counts as... I think it counts as an animal, I'm pretty sure. But it also counts as a human. It counts as both.
Then I would like... Can I shout to it from the other side of the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Cooper, that was just a lot. But it's all right. And I'll dry off. And you... Mister, whatever you are... You should go home and read a nice book. And she's gonna roll command NPC for 2 successes, 0 complications.
Fantastic! The screaming dies down, and you hear the shredding of metal, and then foot falls off into the darkness.
Well, there.
As each of you duck underneath this door, now free to open it. It wouldn't open even an inch without budging this nuclear bomb. Now it's deactivated, you fully yank it out the way. The water stays around ankle height. You find a set of stairs, and as you walk up into the next room, you see a young woman, short, mousy blonde hair. She turns around as soon as she hears the door open and then points a gun at you. Hey now! Beast, you can go back down there. I ain't looking to have a interaction here.
Put the gun away.
We're not beasts.
We've had such a terribly long day.
You come from the subway tunnels?
No. We flew here. Yes, we did come through the subway tunnels. Through the door that goes to the subway tunnels.
Huh. No, we ain't been able to have anyone go through that way before. People normally end up getting very sick and choking and dying when they get close, so we kind of leave that area out of bounds.
We fixed it for you.
We hit the off switch. Did you not see the big button that said turn the damn nuke off?
There was a nuke behind there?
I apologize. I'm a bit more snarky than usual due to the fact that I'm slowly bleeding out.
Oh, dear.
I'm Crash.
Hi, Crash. It's nice to meet you. My name's Mary. Come with me. We'll get you patched up. She leads you up. She opens several doors. She's clearly been scavenging this area. There's really not a lot of technology here. Anything that was tech has been ripped out of the wall and funneled upstairs.
Nice.
You pass by a few other people as she walks up. Wait. Have any of y'all been here before? To Liberty Island?
Liberty Island?
Never.
Oh, no.
Philly starts sketching.
Yeah, that's where we are now.
We're really here. With the... Are the ladies here?
Well, yeah, that's what I am. That's what we all are.
No, really?
Yeah. Sorry, the place is a bit of a mess. We have a bit of initiative to try to find technology. Things that we can use to help resurrect our goddess. The Lady of the Lake. Have you guys met her before, the lady?
No.
No, in fact, I've never met any of the ladies. In fact, oh my goodness, we are in such a state. And Mrs. Trimbley will kind of hover across everyone, Crash, Philly, Bix, and pass out very forcefully little lozenges to each of you. If you eat them, they will heal you 3 HP.
Aww.
And she is like, everyone, please straighten up. Look your best.
All right. Well, must be an honor for you all. It's not often we get visitors. But I'd like to introduce you all to the Lady of the Lake. She opens these two heavy metal doors, revealing this giant chamber. There are hundreds of Ladies of the Lake, all mechanics. There is sparks and these cranes they've managed to get working and powered. She gestures to the Lady of the Lake. This one skyscraper-sized robot. A mechanized Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hell yeah, it is.
And that is where we're going to end today. Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. Thank you so much for listening to part two of Fallout, the Kings of Mahat. I want to thank a few people. Modifius for sponsoring us with this game. If you've joined this and you would like to give the Fallout system a test for yourself, then you can use the code DORKSPAWN5, all caps, for 5% off of the Fallout RPG Corebook and or starter set on the Modifius website. You can fight your own weird hybrid Deathclaw. The song you're listening to right now is an original song and the official Fallout Kings of Mahat song Road to Nowhere by Behold. We got a Behold song on and it is still the coolest thing ever. I'd also like to thank Many Sided Media for giving us an opportunity to make this show, and I would like to thank our wonderful cast. Candace McAfee, Nick Meyer, Dylan Apalian, and Sarah Is Coffee. If you would like to follow any of these people, please go onto literally any of the Dorkspawn socials. I'm sure we are yelling about how beautiful and wonderful they are over there. If you're looking at your feed and you're wondering what Dorkspawn even is, it's a show where Dylan and I goof around and we play choice heavy video games like a book club. We've covered the entire Dragon Age franchise, the Mass Effect trilogy, and now, thematically, we're doing Fallout New Vegas. We have one episode out. It is so good. I made a bunch of characters to start with, and I let Dylan pick what character I would play with, and Dylan has picked the evil one. So if you want to hear someone talk about doing an evil Legion run on Fallout New Vegas, that's the place to do it. My name is Robin Ekberg, Captain Crail on all things, and I hope to see you next time, because war never changes.
You don't have to pay a fare on my bus to nowhere. When you feel a lack for air, take a ride, put up your cares. Saunter down Fifth Avenue, singing all our favorite tunes. Come and sit in this ride.